Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Lundborg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Lundborg. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. And now, play ball. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into left field. McGraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Malzone moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Malzone moves to third. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a fly ball into left field. McGraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw takes first base on ball four. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGraw. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. McGraw steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McGraw scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Conigliaro reaches second base with a double. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Conigliaro scores. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman takes first base on ball 4. Gosger moves to second. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to third for the out. Tillman moves to second. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tillman moves to third. Lundborg moves to second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it, throws to second for one. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. McCraw moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCraw moves to third. Buford moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Conigliaro hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Conigliaro reaches second base with a double. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton strikes out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tillman hits a line drive towards third. Ward catches it and throws to first to double up Gosger. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg is 0 for 1 in the game. Lundborg hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Skourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Pizarro covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 1 in the game. Pizarro takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Pizarro moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Pizarro scores. Buford goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 0 for 2 in the game. Skourin hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Félix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Conigliaro takes first base on ball 4. Mantilla moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gosger strikes out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tillman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hansen bunts towards the mound. Lundborg fields it and throws to first for the out. Romano moves to second. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pizarro hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. McCraw is hit by the pitch. Arnold Early now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Buford takes first base on ball 4. McCraw moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling pinch hits for Arnold Early. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Hefner now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 3 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger, who is chasing the ball. Skouran reaches third base with a triple. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Romano moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pizarro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Conigliaro is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. McCraw strikes out. 1 out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Danny Cater now playing left field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gosger for the out. 1 out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tillman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Bresud pinch hits for Bob Hefner. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tillman moves to second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Tillman moves to third. Bresud moves to second. Lee Thomas pinch hits for Frank Malzone. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tillman scores. Bressoud scores. Petrocelli moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.